Everybody say same page. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. It is beautiful because you made it. Everything about today is beautiful, and everything about the Word of God that we are about to study and even discuss, maybe discuss, is beautiful. We thank you for this great church. We thank you for this great city. Continue to bless this church, this city, the state, the United States, and the entire world. We thank you that the entire world is in your hands. We love you, and we're so honored to speak and be a rep today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Yes, I do consider it an honor to just be a rep. I'm repping today. I'm repping not Clemson. I'm repping the kingdom. And I won't be long. So very simple bottom line today. Today you're going to hear almost two tones. So two tones today. If today's message was a wardrobe, it would be two-toned. And the tone is basically, you're going to hear a little bit of health and wellness in this message. A little bit of health and wellness. Who's trying to lose some weight? The quarantine 15 has got us all. Amen. So you're going to hear a little bit of health and wellness, and you're going to hear at the very beginning just my tone about being on the same page. And basically how to fight through this quarantine, this isolation, and be on the same page with other Christians and with other believers. It is important to be on the same page. Everybody say same page. One more time, say same page. So same page, very, very simple. Next slide for me. Get my thing. So we have our worksheets, and I will slow down and I'll speed up, but I may not stop for every fill in the blank, so don't be upset with me. Identical, same page is about being identical. It's about sameness. It's about agreement. It's about being united. I don't know why this song just got in my head, but I think it's safe. Reunited, and it feels so good. Just look around. This just feels good to me just to see bodies, living, breathing individuals. It's about being united. It's about being alike. Same page. To be thinking in a similar fashion. To have the same amount of knowledge. Everybody say same. Same amount of knowledge, or to have the same kind of understanding about a situation as others do. I wonder if we got the married couples and gave them a blank sheet of paper and asked them to write down on a blank sheet of paper the vision for the marriage. I wonder when we juxtapose what was on the paper, would we see that it's same? It's united. It is on the same page. I wonder if everybody in this church, we wrote down, I say, hey, we're going to do this exercise. We're going to write down the vision for the house of Judah. We're going to write down where we're going. And let me do it this way, because this is exciting. What if somebody gave the house of Judah $10 million? And we all had a say in what would be spent, where that $10 million would be spent. And I say, hey, guys, just write it down on a piece of paper where you think that $10 million should be spent. I wonder how same, what would we have? Would I have the same thing on your paper? I think we need to get a new building. Nah, I think we need to get a new van. I think we need to get some new carpet. I think, first of all, this is the first time I've been in here since the renovations. If this is your first time, if you look up and look around, I think you should give God a hand clap of praise or rejoice again. This is, you just never know how God will get something done. Amen. So how can two walk together unless they are agreed? I wonder if we have the employees in your job, you got together, what would they say about your boss? What would they say about your boss? Even the USA. How same or how divided are we? How can two walk together unless they agree? Unless they are agreed. Unless they are agreed. One thing's for sure is in my house, we have an air condition. We have heat. And we don't necessarily fight, but we have, I like it at, you like it at what, 60? I like it at about 68. You like it at about 69. So you see how we're kind of divided on even on temperature. But one thing's for sure that we know in my house, we need what? We need heat. So we have a non-negotiable. We need heat. We need air. It's just the little details is where we kind of we're on the same page ish. So, but we know we agree that we need what? How can two walk together unless they are agreed? Unless they what? Are agreed. Look around and say, are we agreed? Look around and say, do we agree? Do we agree? All right, do we agree? So the night of the election, I stayed up all night. I stayed up the next day. And even when the results were officially projected by the media, and they said we have a new president. It's an emoji. It's like it's meh. Have y'all seen that emoji? It's like meh. I wasn't happy, and I wasn't sad. I was concerned. Let me explain what I mean. I posted this on many of my social media sites. I posted a seatbelt. It's like, bro, what you doing? Why you posted a seatbelt? Because I heard in my spirit about 2 weeks before the election. All right, and I don't broadcast my what I sense because you want to be careful. All right, amen. Because prophets, they you don't get it right. Back in the Bible days, you were killed. You were considered a false prophet. Amen. So I ain't trying to be out like that. But I posted this. I knew what it meant, and I had my cousin that said, "Hey, bro, what is that?" I didn't say anything, but what I felt was that obviously Biden would win, but I feel like God impressed upon me, and I told somebody, trusted, before the election, I said, I saw a seatbelt sign that we have to buckle our seatbelts. I felt that he would win, but then I saw a seatbelt sign, or a picture of a seatbelt, that we would have to buckle our seatbelt. And of course, divided, united we stand. Y'all feeling the rest? Divided we fall. A few weeks ago, I talked about divide and conquer. I talked about good division. I talked about good division and bad division. Everybody say good division. Everybody say bad division. Everybody say good division, bad division. So there are two sides of division. The United States is divided, obviously. But then I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. If this tactic of divide and conquer is being used against us individually as a state or as the United States or as the entire world. What if the enemy is trying to divide the entire world? So you have this entire world that's divided and you have the enemy. What is he up to? Everybody say, what is he up to? If he's trying to get the entire world divided, now you see why I got the seatbelt image in my mind, because it's like we're all on the same page in the enemy's mind. He's like, I'm going after the world. I'm not going after South Carolina, Florida. I'm going after the world. Man, because that tactic is one side of division, if you want to put on your worksheet, is one side where there's a divide and conquer tactic. There's confusion. There's sin. Sin divides us. Everybody say sin separates us from God. Killing vision is what the enemy desires to do. And this side of division yields destruction. All right? And then, of course, I said it a couple weeks ago. And then you have the other aspect of division, which is actually not bad. It's self-denial. It is following Christ. That's a good thing. All right? Any Christ followers in the house? When you raised your hands, you instantly divided yourself. You instantly said, I'm over here. That is division. Jesus said, hey, bro, you think I came to bring peace? Nah, I came to bring division. He says, actually, you and your family could be at odds because of me. He says, you and your spouse, you and your own kin could be at odds because of me. God said, Jesus said, I came to bring division, not peace. So following Christ, taking a stand, forsaking family is division, exclusivity. Who's Christ and Christ only? That's division. You say, I'm rocking with Christ. Who's rocking with Clemson and Clemson only? That's division. Go to Columbia with that mentality. Exclusivity. If you're blue or red, depending on what city you live in, if you walk down the street with the political party blue paraphernalia or red gear, then you're going to see what happens. You're just going to feel it in the air. It's just such, it's division. So this side of division is a righteous choice, and it yields an eternal reward. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm following Christ. It puts me over here. Not better than you. I'm just different than you. Amen? Amen. I am Christ follower. I'm not better than you. I'm just different than you. So Matthew 12:25 reads, Jesus knew their thoughts, and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought. Let's read this together. This will be powerful. Ready, set, go. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Let's keep reading. Matthew 18 says, again, truly, I tell you that if, let's read this together. All right. Ready, set, read. Again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything. Everybody say two of you. You can write that. I think that may be a fill in the blank. Two of you on earth agree about anything. Now, that's not a pass to ask God for anything, because the B part of the scripture is going to give us clarity on what we should be asking for. Amen? If any two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Love that scripture. But you have to read verse 20. For where two or three gather in my name. Write that down. In my, fill in the blank, name. In my name, there I am with them. Gathering in his name puts us on the same page. It's not enough just to ask, who wants a new car? Somebody's in here wants a new car. Who needs a new car? Who wants a new house? Who needs a new house? Who wants your student loan to be paid off? Who needs them to be paid off? Amen. Who wants some bills to be paid off? Gathering in his name, puts us on the same page. So it's not enough to gather together and ask God for something. When you ask for something in his name, it automatically gives us context. It's the things of God. We can't just be asking God for frivolous things. Lord, just give me whatever, XYZ. Give me enough days off so I can take a trip around the world. Lord, give me enough money so I can just do XYZ. Amen? That makes sense? But when it's either God gives you the desires of your heart or he gives you the desires of your heart. He's either, in his name, he's either giving you what to desire or he gives you the desires of your heart. Everybody say, not my will, but your will be done. Anything, if two or three gather in his name, it is important. If you want to start, just really circle. In his name has to be the foundation when we gather. It has to be in his name. When we gather, when we get together, when we gather, first of all, it's just a blessing. You may not can see it, but I'm just like excited that we're gathering. This right here, Linda, what we're doing is everything, because gathering is being threatened right now. If y'all cannot feel it, it's just such a threat. Gathering is being threatened. Hebrews 10:25. Let's read it. On your mark, get set. Let's read it together. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, as so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. What day approaching? The day of our Lord. As we see, who knows that Jesus is soon to come? All right? Either in our lifetime, or to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So regardless, we're going to meet our Maker soon. Amen? And so we got to gather before we meet our Maker. All right? And so gathering together is just being threatened. So just look out for that narrative. It's my consideration. I'm asking you guys to consider. Just look out for that narrative in the media, with other people spreading that narrative, and how you respond to that. Because there's consequences for not gathering. And I'm going to explain that. And it has a lot to do with health and wellness. Many of us are just not okay because we need to see people. Amen? I had my nieces and nephew at the house. They were supposed to come one night. Are we recording? We were supposed to come one night. They were supposed to stay one night, and they ended up staying two nights. We was glad to see them come, and we was glad to see them go. My nephew called me Auntie Alpheus. My nieces and nephew, they couldn't get it right. But let me tell you, but man, it was everything to have those vibrations in my house. My mother-in-law, my aunt, we was up in there with masks on. But we was fist bumping and touching, and your mama slipped you a kiss this morning. I saw it. But you sprayed that hand sanitizer right after. But it's just, we have to assemble. We have to see each other. We have to look and see if we're okay. Looking in your, even if you are sleepy. Amen. We have to come in the house of God and just feel and check on one another. Let's not forsake that. Let's just fight for that. There's a curse of distance. Distancing comes with the curse. And this fear of corporate that's being spread is a diabolical plot of the enemy. It is to try to fear us from being corporate. God said it is not good. Everybody say it ain't good for man to be alone. It ain't good. I don't care if you're introvert or extrovert. Many people just get a lot of life by just being in the atmosphere, and they may not say a word. Just being in the atmosphere, they draw from that energy. They draw from you doing well, okay? Dr. Lawrence is looking well. I get energy. I get motivated by that. I call it the quarantine mean. I don't know if that's a fill in the blank. I call it the quarantine mean. We're isolated, and what's happening is a potential monster is being developed. The spirit of a monster, I guess, the spirit of meanness. Because we're isolated and we're watching the news. We are social distancing, and we are actually getting stressed out being quarantined. Many of us are quarantined in a nice crib, amen? But how are we stressed in a nice crib? Because we're being isolated. We're quarantined. Quarantine mean? In the house just fussing at the chairs. Straighten up, clean up. News. You go from the news and you go outside and fuss at the... Why are you out of place, Rock? It's just quarantine. Everybody say quarantine. Say it this way. Do you suffer from quarantine? Mean. God said it's not good for a man to be alone. Not just in a marriage, but we need family. We need church members. We need our other fellow students. And so when we are at the crib, we're isolated and we're stressed. We're quarantined with our bills. Amen? Quarantine, where you? I can't go nowhere. I'm just stuck in the house with my bills. But what happens is cortisol is actually the production of cortisol is released. It increases. Cortisol is this hormone. It's actually a stress hormone. And it actually could explain your fatigueness, the quarantine mean, you being irritable, and your empathetic less, headaches, hard to lose weight, bruising easily, swelling in the legs, mood swings, I think, yeah, we're all over 18, irregular periods, mental fogginess, and muscle weakness. There are so many benefits of just being together because it's about health and wellness, according to my little research, all right? It's about health and wellness, just being together. Because the opposite is everything that we see on the screen here. Stress, a stressed body, and cortisol leads for a weakened immune system. So we're hearing studies and people say we should have a strong immune system in the season. But then the same news is stressing us out and it's weakening out our immune system. Does that make sense? When cortisol is production is increased in our body because of stress, it is immaterial, but it manifests itself physically. So gathering together, the case today for gathering together is health about health and wellness. So I'm going to give you some hacks here at the end, something very practical and hacktical. Hacktical, all right? But what do we do with this? What do we do? Distance makes the heart wander or grow fonder. It's interesting. I heard this on the radio this week that a baby goat was separated from the mama goat. All right, very early to the mama goat giving birth. And then when they were reunited, the mama goat rejected the baby goat because of the time spent apart. It's almost like the more we are trained to be away from each other, the more we will be trained to be away from each other or conditioned to be away from each other. It's almost like we are being reprogrammed on the sly to be separate, and that comes with consequences. It may not reveal itself for a few years or a few months, but I want us to be aware today and be, as they say, woke. But that's not a new term. But we want to be we don't want to fall into this plot here. We don't want to be susceptible to this, all right? And we find ourselves being okay with being away from the house of God or the things of God. I'm not okay with the new normal being not going to church or not embracing the things of God. That cannot be the new normal. Amen. That's going to come with some consequences. Imagine a generation that's churchless, that's empathetic-less, a generation that is not social. Woo! What? Buckle your seatbelts. That's why I saw a seatbelt sign. But you got to be careful and sensitive to this narrative in the media about being separate. We also want to be careful about things that are being sensationalized. Amen. If you don't think things, Mama said, believe half of what you hear. No, help me out. Y'all know this. Half of what you hear and none of what you see. None of what you hear and half of what you see. Do y'all know Photoshop is real? Don't listen. I could put every one of y'all in a nice car. Just give me 24 hours. Photoshop is real. Final Cut is real. Man, I can do some damage with a green screen. And you believe in that. I'm telling you what I know. But what I'm saying is I'm not telling you what to believe, but at least let's get on the same page that there's a plan, there's an evil plan that's happening. That's being on the same page. We may not know the details, but we know something is brewing in the atmosphere to throw us off and to separate us. So what do we do with this? Because out of sight is out of mind. I ain't checking on Mama Veda because I don't see her. But baby, you ain't check my mama. You ain't checked on me, my mama. I ain't seen you. I ain't thought about you because I have not. Man, I said. I ain't checked on my uncle because I haven't seen my uncle. Why I haven't seen my uncle? Because y'all telling me if I see my uncle, I'm gonna die. That's not true. My screen went out, so I'm relying on you, sweets, to go to the next one. Quarantine, out of sight, out of mind. And that cannot be the narrative here for the house of God. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Just give you that real quick, because I think. So how do we address this issue? How do we address this? How do we deal with this? If cortisol is a hormone that is increased with stress and it has all of these physical results that are negative results. Oxytocin is our hormone that's also released when we gather together, and instantly cortisol is canceled. God knows what he's doing. Even in the spirit, scientifically, he knows when we gather, we are less stressed. Amen? Oxytocin is where empathy lives. We're more empathetic when we sing together. Uncle Jerry, so when you ask everybody to sing together, let's sing something together, just demonstrate this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, what happens is when we do this together corporately, so when it's almost like a conversation when we're having a conversation, I'm talking, you're talking, but when we are singing together in a choir, corporately, praising God, self-denial happens, especially in a choir. And I hate that choirs have been diminishing before COVID, but self-denial, because what happens is oxytocin is released and empathy lives in oxytocin. So if we're together, oxytocin is the bonding hormone. When a husband and wife unite, oxytocin, amen? When we sing together, oxytocin. When I hug you, oxytocin. When I fist bump you, oxytocin. When I affirm you, oxytocin. When I call you, oxytocin. When I check on you, oxytocin. When I cash app you, when you cash app me, my cash app is, I don't know what it is. Oxytocin, it affects your mood. It strengthens relationship. Trust, oxytocin, trust. We trust. The person with the most presence has the most power. Oxytocin, I'm trusting you. So these dads, when they are around, when they are not around, it's less oxytocin. So it's less trust with the father, and it's less bonding with the father. And so it's, you know what we get. So that's fatherlessness, and we know what comes with fatherlessness. Amen. Hebrews, let's see what the scripture says here. If you can go back, sweets. Hebrews 10. I've says, oh yes, we said that, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. Everybody say oxytocin. When we assemble, oxytocin. Let's go to the next one. So how do we deal with this? So let's get on the same page, and we can leave with these scriptures. And definitely not limited to these as Christians, but these made the list today. Same page, worshiping together. Hebrews 10:25. We've already read that. So worshiping together, singing together, fellowshipping and breaking bread together. Let's not stop doing that even during the season. Fellowship break, Acts 2:46 says, let's read it together if you can. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. This is an Acts, all right? This is an Acts after the day of Pentecost, all right? From house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness. You know why there was gladness? Because there was fellowshipping. There was oxytocin being released. There was the oxytocin hormone that was saying it's a feel-good hormone. We buried my aunt Monday. And even though when we got together, I was glad to see her, but she would say, "You getting too skinny. You getting too big." But it felt good to even hear that from my aunt. Because now I don't have her to say, she would tell me now, "All right, quarantine 15. They were glad because oxytocin, sincerity of heart. If we got to do Thanksgiving on Zoom, so be it. If we got to do it outside, if we got to do it in the car, we meet at the park and we just eat we eat it in the car. But we get together. Let's testify together. Everybody say oxytocin. That's what we need more of. Psalm 105:1 says, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done." One translation says, "Make his deeds known among the people." So when we testify to each other, everybody say oxytocin. So take a few seconds and definitely maybe somebody testify to your neighbor. You can holler, you can yell, 1, 2, 3, 4, you testify to me. Testify something God has done for you this year, and I'm giving you 20 seconds to do it. Let's just do this. Release this oxytocin in this room. Ready, set, go. Testify with somebody. Just holler back and forth. I don't care if it's noisy. What has God done for you? What has he done for you? He gave you a peace of mind. What else? Load him up. Health. Yeah. For me, man, oxytocin. If we feel like a little connection, don't we? Like my little sister. How does it feel in the room? We cannot stop this. We cannot stop this. Come hell or high water, we cannot stop this. We got to get on the same page. We all know we need heat. We need air. Y'all get that analogy from earlier. We know we need air. We need heat. You may want it on 69. We may have to hack it a little bit, but we know we need heat. We need air. We cannot stop this. Testify together. And House of Judah is known for serving others, not just serving others, but serving others together. Such a good feeling when we do this together. We cannot decrease. We may be limited in some areas, but man, serving others together. Luke 22:27 says, "For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves?" Not only there's a spiritual reward when we serve others together, but man, we feel good together. This is health and wellness. How God has set this system up for us to do this Christian walk is phenomenal. He is brilliant. And that's understatement. So let's get practical as I close here. Let's get practical and tactical as a church. Let's get on the same page. So we want to be careful. Amen. So let's take calculated risk together. So you want to write, let's get together, which is a benefit in just getting together, however we get together, and take calculated risk about whatever we're going to do. It's like a double whammy benefit when we get together and get together to talk about getting together. Let's use technology. Let's get practical and hack-tical. Let's give more together. Let's dream big more together. Let's fight for our vision together. Touch hacks. We're not hugging, but we're what? Fist bumping. Amen? We may just kick. You know, we kick. There's a social media app called Kick, so let's just demonstrate it. No, let's get creative. Let's call old school, call, text, or email, or all three with each other. Let's increase the production of oxytocin this season by doing all of these things. Serve, find needs. Find needs. It's hard to find a mean giver. Like a person that's grateful and they give, they're very seldom like a mean person. Not for long. They're just, because oxytocin is where empathy lives. Amen? So imagine the bullying that could take place in another season because we're separate, because students are separated, they're not fellowshipping. You talking about trying to stop bullying. All right, more stress, more bullying. More cortisol, more bullying. Amen? So let's meet outside. Let's get practical and hactical. Let's meet outside. All right, turkey at my house on Thanksgiving, but we're going to be outside. All right. And then let's increase engagement. Let's just increase engagement in all of this. So as we stand and clap our hands together, oxytocin is being released. It was interesting that I am at a school in Union, South Carolina, and I am asking them to consider this oxytocin release in their classrooms during this stressful time. And one way is to clap in the school system. I'm asking them to ask their students to clap their hands. Because, not to get deep, but there's so many sensors that triggers things in our brain when we clap our hands. It's amazing. That's how good God is and how strategic he is. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 139, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And many of us in here with voices. How about oxytocin is even released when we pray to God? So it's interesting that the Bible says, and when we worship God, oxytocin is released. So we may be quarantined from each other, but we can never quarantine and be isolated and ignore and distance ourselves to God. Yes, and from his presence. Because a body at rest stays at rest. A body in motion stays in motion. A body distance tends to just kind of keep going further away from God. The Bible says, God says, if you draw nigh to me, oxytocin. Imagine God's oxytocin coming right back at us. And God's oxytocin coming back at us is found in the Bible. And then it says, in God's presence, there's oxytocin. There's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore in his presence. He has set this thing up right. And so the more, this is a song that says, the more I call your name or the more I praise you, the better I feel. They didn't know what they were saying, but scientifically, the more. Amen. So let's give God the more for about 30 more seconds. This is health and wellness check. Let's just give him a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us to gather and give your name the praise. If two or three gather in your name, you will be among us, and we already feel your presence. And we thank you that stress is being diminished in your presence, that my immune system is being built in your presence, that my immune system is built in your presence with my hands are raised. Thank you, Lord, for building my immune system. You are better than vitamin C. You are better than vitamin D. You are vitamin G, vitamin God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.